Rafael Palmeiro was back in uniform last night. The Baltimore Orioles star finished a 10-day suspension after testing positive for steroids. He did not play in last night's game, and fans aren't sure what to expect when he does play, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Though his agent had said he wouldn't be talking, Rafael Palmeiro did face the reporters, cameras, and microphones massed in Oriole Park yesterday. Standing in his team's dugout, his eyes hidden behind wraparound sunglasses, Palmeiro said it was good to be in uniform again.
First of all, I want to say that I'm happy to be back. I'm anxious to get back on the field and playing the game that I love very much. It's been a tough time for me and my family over the last couple of weeks. And, at this time, really, I've been instructed by my attorneys not to comment on the situation. The time will come soon, hopefully, where I can explain my situation.
Palmeiro was suspended on August 1st after his positive test for what's been reported to have been stanozolol. This came after his famous finger-wagging testimony that he never used steroids, period, to a congressional panel investigating steroid use in baseball in March. Yesterday, citing Congress's investigation into his case, Palmeiro wouldn't talk about that day or anything to do with steroids. He said he doesn't know how fans will react when he does get back into the lineup or whether he'll face boos.
I'm not sure. I can't really worry about that right now. I hope that they cheer. I mean, I think every player likes to be cheered, and no one likes to be booed, but I'll accept whatever they have.
Palmeiro took some grounders at first and spent a lot of time in the batting cage working on his swing. His manager says it will be a few days before Palmeiro will be ready to play again. A small clutch of fans gathered behind the dugout as Palmeiro practiced, one young girl and her mother holding a poster that said, "Welcome back, Rafi." Palmeiro obligingly signed autographs on his way back to the clubhouse, something team observers say he doesn't normally do. Inside the clubhouse, his teammates were reluctant to talk much about Palmeiro. One who would, outfielder David Newhan, was sympathetic. "He's a person," said Newhan.
"You know, he's a teammate, and I'm going to support him and try and help him out and try and, help the team out and create an atmosphere that we could all play in."
Last month, fans were standing and cheering as Palmeiro became just the fourth player in baseball history to get 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. Fans were debating whether Palmeiro would become a Hall of Famer. Now that seems uncertain at best, and many fans are angry, even the young ones. 13-year-old Greg Pease of Ellicott City, Maryland, was at last night's game with his father.
"I don't really like him anymore. I mean, he's like blew it. He's stained for life."
So, he's stained for life?
Yeah.
Did you used to be a fan of his?
Yeah, very, very big fan.
But some still are big fans of Palmeiro. 12-year-old Colton Keplinger of Hagerstown, Maryland, came to the game wearing his favorite shirt with Palmeiro's name and a big orange 25 on the back.
"It doesn't really matter if he uses steroids. He's just still a really good player, but he shouldn't have done that because it's a bad thing. And now his reputation is on the line. And he may not get into the Hall of Fame, but I still think he's a good player."
Colton's mother, Peggy, shakes her head in disbelief at her son's attitude toward Palmeiro. She says it's something the two have discussed.
"Yeah, we talked about it. I said, you got to go out there and play the game, train hard, do the best you can, but you don't need to use drugs or anything to enhance that. And I think it's a real shame. But he loves Rafael. And I was like, "You're wearing that jersey?" He said, "Yeah, I'm wearing it." So what do you do? He still likes him.
And that is what Palmeiro has to hope, that baseball fans will give a player who they once looked up to another chance. Brian Naylor, NPR News.